Now, we are talking about timing events in the career. And okay, so let's go to the slide. Now, you see here. Now, what we need to know is on the margin over here, and the chart is on the side, so that whatever we need to know, we will be working on that straight away. It's not like reading a bunch of rules and in the end applying them. We read one rule, we apply it straight then and there, so that you get it before we take the next step. It's going to be step by step. So be with me. Dashamsha occupied by lords of Rashi charts, especially the lord of the 10th house of D1 chart in different houses and signs in D10 chart. That means what we are looking at is the lords of houses of the Rashi chart. When they go to the different signs and the different houses in the Dashamsa chart, what does it imply? What does it mean? Because it is an interaction between the D1 and the D10. Today is all about fully understanding D1 and D10. By the time you go from here, you should be clear about that linkage. Okay? And among these, the 10th house, the lord of the 10th house is the most important planet. The most important planet. Okay? And then we are also going to study planets in signs and houses in D10 chart. We have done a little bit of it in the morning and we'll continue with that now. This is the chart of Indira Gandhi, the Prime Minister of India for more than 2 decades. Now look at this chart. Which is the 10th lord? Mars is not only the 10th lord, it is also the lord of the Arudha Lagna, right? Now you can see Mars is in Leo in the Rashi chart. And in the Dashamsa, the same Mars is in Capricorn. So we are not looking at lordship or other things right now of Mars. We are looking at the 10th lord of the Rashi chart, how it is placed in the Dashamsa chart. Simple as that? Okay, earlier we were talking about odd and even and things like that. Now we will go to slight more depth about that. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So you can see that in the Rashi chart, Mangal is in? Mars is in? Leo, second house. And there also it is in second house. Do you see that? What are the other things you see? Do you find that Mars to be very strong? It's exaltation. Okay, let's go and see what it means. What does this mean? We'll quickly go over these slides and see what it means. Now, the lesson is over here. The Dashamsa sign and house, occupied by the 10th lord of Rashi chart, initiates the Dashamsa Narayan Dasha. This 10th lord is so powerful of the Rashi chart that it will start the Dashamsa Narayan Dasha. Narayan Dasha is a very important method of progression for timing events in life. And that means what? That means that the 10th lord, as far as Dashamsa is concerned, is Narayan. That is like he is omnipotent. He is like, he is everywhere. His omnipresence. He single-handedly is overflowing the chart. He is such a crucial planet that he can make or break the chart. Okay? So all the yogas will become secondary to this planet, for he has the power of Narayan. Now the D10 Narayan Dasha can start from either the sign or the opposite sign, whichever is stronger. So let us see in the chart of Indira Gandhi, we have Mars in Leo in the Rashi chart. In Dashamsa it is in Capricorn. You see that? So the Narayan Dasha can start either from Capricorn or from opposite sign, Cancer, whichever is stronger. But basically, it is this sign and this house which is crucial. So this is a simple rule. Did you get it? Okay, next one. the Dashamsa sign occupied by the 10th lord of the Rashi chart, right? If this planet has strength like exaltation, then the native shall succeed against various odds and have many achievements. So, if the 10th lord of the Rashi chart is exalted in the Dashamsa, then irrespective of other things, the person shall succeed because of the blessing of Narayan. So, in spite of, see, now in the chart of Indira Gandhi, the 10th lord is Mars. It is in Capricorn, which is the exaltation sign of Mars. So, the 10th lord is exalted in Dashamsa. That is the single most important factor. Mars is a bachelor planet. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Mars rules bachelors. Now, this lady separated from her spouse to enter politics and was the Prime Minister of India for more than 2 decades. Don't you think that's powerful?
Yes.
But she had to follow the path of Mars. What is the path of Mars? Separation from spouse, independent living. Even if you are married, you are living separately from spouse. Right?
She also led India during the wars, right? 2 wars or something?
Whenever she went to war, she always won. Nobody could defeat her in war. And not only did she win, she was like, kept such a smashing defeat that it was like, it would shake the hell out of the others for quite. In fact, our entire neighbors became terribly scared of us. You ask anybody from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, what do you think about India? They are highly scared. Because of her. The entire neighborhood, you know, they didn't know what's going on when she, lady would have a tantrum and that's the end of the thing. Right. She was like very powerful. Nobody has individually enjoyed so much power in that whole subcontinent area.
She had to separate from spouse. If she didn't, it would have kept her within.
If she did not separate from spouse, why did I say that? You can see Mars and Venus in opposite sides. You see Venus in the 8th house. In the Dashamsa. So what do you need to do to succeed in that line? It is not possible that she could have been with spouse and that her spouse was also a politician. And in those days, a woman would, she was a housewife looking after the spouse and he was doing well in politics. There was no question of her going. The only way she could have gone was to leave her spouse and that's, she had to.
Question I have is, she was also assassinated in office. So how can we tell from
the
Dashamsa that her work brings about her death? We will come about
that. Assassinated in office, death in office, like the justice, like the Chief Justice, I predicted that he will die in office. Chief Justice of America, Rehnquist, died in office. These are very specific yogas. When you connect Dashamsa and the Rashi chart, you will see all that. But without the connection, you cannot say that somebody is going to die in office. Because death is related to your body, not to your Dashamsa. So connection is important. Making connection between different things. My work area, my home area, my prayer area, my everything is connected. We have to see the connections. Okay? Okay. So you understood this part, the strength of the 10th Lord. Right? Next point. If this planet has Digbala, what is Digbala? Directional strength, right? Now, can we list out the Digbala rules? Digbala rules is, planets have Digbala only in quadrant houses. Right? Fire, 10th house. Fire planets, 10th house. Wind, 7th house. Water, 4th house, and earth and ether, 1st house. That's the rule, is it not? What is the rule again?
Fire,
10th house, wind, 7th house, water, 4th house, ether and 1st house. Akash and this thing is 1st house. Good. So, if the 10th lord of the Rashi chart has Digbala, directional strength, the person is a pioneer. The person can go in a certain direction, because direction means you take a certain direction and you succeed in that direction. you can take a path and actually achieve in that path. So what is required for that? The 10th lord of the Rashi chart must have direction in the D10 chart. Again Narayan. First we talked of the strength of Narayan, his exaltation and ability. Second, we are checking whether he has also got Digbala or not, directional strength. If he has directional strength, you will succeed. And the directions are Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Dharma is first house, where Akash and Prithvi give direction. Then Agni is 10th house, which is Artha. Artha is 10th house. Artha has to do with Agni. Let us be clear on my rules and directions. Dharma is Akash and Prithvi. Mercury and Jupiter have to do with Dharma. Artha is fire planets, Mars and the Sun. Kama is Vayu, which is Saturn and Rahu. And Moksha is Venus and the Moon, fourth house, water planets. Clear? Once we are clear, then we can take the next step. Good. In this chart, this is a chart of our Jawaharlal Nehru, our first Prime Minister of India. Here, what is the 10th Lord? Rashi chart? Mars. Right, good. Where is Mars placed in the Dashamsha? Does it have Digbala? There you see. So, when Mars is having that Digbala, what does it mean? That means here is a person who has given great direction to the country, great leadership to the country. Okay? So if he enters politics, he'll do very well. Because 10th house is the house of leadership. So here, he went on to be a great leader and the first Prime Minister of independent India. He initiated various reforms for territorial integration of India. See, whatever negative or positive people may talk about him, he has various negatives, he has various positives, like all human beings. But what is that one major achievement of his time? What was that single one thing for which we will always give him credit? The entire Indian territory that you see as one country, he is the one, he and it was Sardar Patel. It was under him that it happened. The entire territory became one. Pockets like Goa, which were with whom?
Portuguese,
French, had Pondicherry and some more places. All kinds of countries had small pockets, ownership. The whole nonsense went and the whole India became one. Then there was a king of Hyderabad who refused to say, I will fight India, nonsense. One day they landed up, he ran away from there. So, all kinds of jokers, imagine. He had to deal with the whole lot of madmen. Each one with his egos refusing for the country to be one. And he brought that whole thing as one nation. What does that mean? Territory is ruled by which planet? Mars. Do you see how this Mars played such a crucial role in the territorial integration of India? And look at Indira Gandhi's chart. It was again Mars, right? Do you know what was Indira Gandhi's achievement in war? She split Pakistan into Pakistan and Bangladesh. Again territory. Do you see what I am trying to tell you? The 10th lord of the Rashi chart, when it goes into the Dashamsha, can take the powers of God. And then you can really achieve something phenomenal based upon the nature of the planet. You can't go outside his portfolio. Like, I won't say that he was very great in finance. He didn't do anything great for finance. In fact, he messed up. He messed up big time. Of all this, he did the communist thing over there, he saw, and then he saw the socialist thing of France, and he made a nice khichdi out of it. Typical, you know, we have this khichdi, typical Indian thing. You take rice and you take dal and you take vegetables and put them and stir them all up and make something. That's exactly what was with the Indian economy.
Why is it because of the second and seventh lord exchange? Or?
Pardon?
Oh, Jamal.
debilitated mercury. See, abilities of a person are seen from the strengths of the planets in the Dashamsha. Similarly, disabilities are the weaknesses. Look at his mercury. His mercury is debilitated, it is with Gulika. His financial decisions will be miserable. His biggest, greatest thing which India needed at that time. If somebody else was the Prime Minister, maybe he couldn't have done it for India. Was the territorial integration of Mars. What I am trying to tell you is, when a person becomes the leader of a nation, it is not by fluke that it happens. Time shows that India's destiny or a country's destiny has a certain problem coming up. And such a leader is projected, is picked up by that time, who will deal with that problem. Whether good or bad is a separate issue, but he has to deal with that problem. That thing will be in his chart. That such a big problem will come and he has to deal with it. You will see as we do more charts today. We'll be doing many, many charts. By the time of the end of the day, you will really start wondering, what is this Dashamsha? It is as if it is destiny completely. Okay? So do you see the role of Mars and exactly one thing which we credit Nehru for? Bringing India together? Clear? Okay. Next. We have 42. We've got to go fast. I mean, we have a number of slides. Look at this now. If this planet has big bala, the native has the potential for great leadership and can be a pioneer in his line. We have just studied that. Let us see another chart over here. This is a chart of an incredible man. A man who had to take up a job overseas in one of the Middle East countries, because, you know, poor people go there. If you are from a good family, why would you really want to go to a Middle East country and take up a job over there? Right. So he went there, took up a job, earned some money from the Middle East, and then went on to be the richest man of India. In fact, I think the richest man of Asia. He was the richest of Asia. You know what that means to be the richest man in Asia? But one of his companies had President Bill Clinton in their board with a salary of $1 million a month. How does that sound? Right. What is it that made him that? And what was it that made him so different from others? Look at his 10th Lord in the Rashi chart. Right. The 10th Lord is Mercury. And in the Dashamsha, it is in Digbala in the first house. Do you see that? So that means he has got the power of Vishnu or Narayan over Mercury. Mercurial matters, he has the power of God with him. This is important. Indira Gandhi had the power of God in Mars. Okay? Let's understand it. Nehru had the power of God, karma, for Mars. Dhirubhai Ambani had the power of God for Mercury. But the difference between Dhirubhai and Indira Gandhi was Indira Gandhi had the exaltation power, which is different from a Digbala power. A Digbala is a pioneer, somebody who takes everybody, whom everybody will follow. He is the one who paves the way for everyone. So what are the things that he did? That Mercury is in the Saturn sign, right? Saturn means the poor people, the public. He's the guy who started this mega public issues in India. Unheard of. Like only the big people had shares in companies. So he brought the share to the common man. With a 10 rupees, 100 rupees. Buy 10 shares for 100 rupees. Which is like $2. With $2, you can be a shareholder and you will get a share of the profit. When he had board meetings, he would take a whole stadium. Because that's the only place where he could have an annual board meeting for his company. So don't you think that's a phenomenal thing that he did? Everybody said he's mad. He's going to flop. It never flopped. Not a single one flopped. Because he delivered. He was called the king of the stock market. Okay? What made him a king? Such a statue of that Mercury. He kept on and on and on and on and on in business, and that's it. And he was not even educated properly. What else can I say? I mean, phenomenal. If you see the kind of work he's done, it's phenomenal. He's a pioneer in many, many ways. Government laws changed because of him. He had, like you had concepts like in India, a businessman has to take sides, side A or side B. There are political sides. He proved you don't have to take sides. You can be on both sides. So he changed the concept and thinking of business in India. Innovate is good. Why does a businessman have to take sides with politics? They want money, give this guy money. That guy wants money, give that guy money. Cool. Be good with both. So do you see the importance of Digbala? So two things you have learned. Exaltation and Digbala. Good. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Now, the house occupied by the 10th Lord in Dashamsa, that which he shall do best. Now, the house that is occupied by this 10th Lord will show that thing which you are best at doing. It may not be a profession that you take up, but it just shows you can do this thing very well. Okay? Now, let's see. This is Mahatma Gandhi's chart, right? What is Mahatma Gandhi's 10th Lord? His 10th Lord was the moon in his Rashi chart. No. In the Rashi chart, this is Dashamsa that you are looking at. Right, you don't have it, but I have marked it over there for you. Right? The moon is the 10th Lord in the Rashi chart. Libra. You can see the ascendant is Libra over here. So 10th Lord is the moon. Okay? Now in the Dashamsa, which house is the moon placed in? Lagna. What is Lagna good for? Intelligence, Dharma, following Dharma. Is it good for political power? No. 10th house is very good for political power. 10th house, 2nd house are super for political power. Lagna, 7th house are different. For professional business professionals, they have 1 and 7. Okay. Now you see this moon is in Lagna. So what is the thing about him? What is the greatest thing that he did? Right, but how did he do that? More than that, he made India independent is one thing. But so many people could have done it. Even if India did not have Mahatma Gandhi, we would have got our independence. There were others who were equally deadly fighters. Subhash Chandra Bose would have surely got, she would have 100% got independence for us. We had an army growing, fully armed army, funded and supported by the Japs. Honestly, we would have fought the Brits. Pardon?
He didn't use
the army. He was just living out. What did he teach? The thing about him is, look at that moon. Moon is common man, people. Right? He made partners. 7,000 partners, moon aspect 7,000. He partnered the common man. And most important, he taught a whole new path. See, he's a pioneer. First house is pioneer, right? You're using brains. So like Dhirubhai Ambani. Remember, he had Mercury in the first house. The previous chart that you just saw, Mercury in the first house, the 10th Lord of the Rashi chart was in first house. He led, Lagna is me, my brain, I will lead with my brain. Like that, he will lead with his brain. And here, the moon in the first house. And so what he led was, look at this, Dhirubhai Ambani, Mercury in first house. And look at that moon in the first house. Completely led the world in a very unique lunar. What is the moon concept? Nobody is my enemy. Moon is the only planet which says nobody is my enemy. Moon does not consider a single planet his enemy. You see the graha sambandhas? So he says, against whom shall we fight the battle? against the British?
No.
How are they my enemy? They were not my enemy when I was born. Why should I make them my enemy now? So, I will explain to them that, listen, this is not your property. Please leave this property. This is not mine. Let me stay in my house. Why have you walked into my house? Beautiful. And the way he did it, like, I mean, people said, yes, it's worth it. You know, we can pick up a gun and shoot that guy. The other alternative is go and talk to him. So let's try Gandhi's path. Satyagraha. What? So he showed that you can do politics without guns. You can do politics without the terror. You can do politics without war. Moon is opposed to Mars, debilitates Mars. What the world today needs is another Gandhi. Really, world needs a Gandhi today. Because, I mean, this is crazy. You see what's happening? Okay? Okay, let's go into now Dhirubhai Ambani. First house Mercury, again pioneer, taught the world of business, that is Mercury's world, how to go about doing business in a different way altogether. He broke all the limits of business. He showed how a common man can become a multi-billionaire. Yeah.
In both of these charts, the 10th Lord in Rashi is also the Amatya card.
Yes.
So is that making this?
We will, yes. That is the ability. Amatya Karaka gives you the power to sacrifice your everything for your cause. If the 10th Lord, everything, you can throw everything away out of the window for what you believe is right. That is the power. It is the soul level conviction of what you are doing. See, if you do not have the conviction of what you are doing, how do you think anybody else will be convinced? When the 10th Lord becomes Amartya Karaka, you have conviction over your karma. Okay? Okay, next. So far, so good, right? So we have now understood exaltation. We have understood Digbala, and we have understood the first house placement. Let us see some more houses. Dharma Trikona, 1, 5 and 9 are good for teachers. Why? Why are they good for teachers? Because this is to do with Agni. 1, 5 and 9. Which are the planets which are Digbala in these houses? First house? 9th nobody has. Jupiter and Mercury. Right? So 1, 5 and 9 means more Jupiter-Mercury function. So if the 10th Lord of the Rashi chart is in 1, 5 and 9, Jupiter and Mercury are getting activated. You have to use more Jupiter or more Mercury. Now, depending upon the 10th Lord, we can have two situations. Because we have to choose between Jupiter or Mercury. Right? In the case of Gandhi, what was the 10th Lord?
Moon.
So do you think the moon will choose Mercury or it will choose Jupiter as a path? It will choose Jupiter as a path. Good. If, let us say, Saturn was the 10th Lord, it will choose moon or it will choose Jupiter or it will choose Mercury as a path? Mercury as a path. Right. In this manner, you have to take a decision as to which of these two, Mercury or Jupiter, is more important. Okay? So depending upon the nature, also there are many other issues, but anyway, Jupiter and Mercury have to be strong in the chart. So now we are going into a second level of understanding. That is, if the Lord of the 10th house is in 1, 5 or 9, the Digbala, that is Dharma Trikona, the planets who have Digbala in the first house, that is Mercury and Jupiter, have to be also examined. Irrespective of what the 10th Lord is. Now here is a chart of two teachers of Jyotish. One is, the first chart is mine. Do you see Jupiter in the 5th house? Jupiter is the 10th lord of my Rashi chart. And Jupiter is placed in the 5th house in the Dashamsha. So this is a combination for a good teacher?
Mm-hmm.
It is, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay. So it is this Jupiter which is giving me the power to teach. Wherever I shall go and teach, whether it is this house or wherever, when I teach, Jupiter will be strong. It will be strong. When I am teaching, from the moment I start teaching to the time I stop teaching, what happens beyond and after is other grahas will take over in my life. But at that moment, this exalted Jupiter gets functional. And this exalted Jupiter is also Amartya Karaka. Right? So if I am not convinced about something, I don't teach it. I must be convinced, I must see it working, then only I will talk about it. If it doesn't work, I'll tell straight away, no, this stupid thing doesn't work. I'm straight about these things. So, you can see that Jupiter and the strength that it is giving to teach. Okay. Now, let us see another one. A very good student. He calls student, but he's my friend. He keeps saying, you are Guruji, Guruji, but he's a very good friend of mine. Andrew. Where is his? He's Gemini rising. Right? For Gemini Lagna, which is the 10th lord, Jupiter. Where is Jupiter placed in the Dashamsha? 9th house. Can you see that? But it is with Mercury over there. What do you have to say with Jupiter and Mercury? This Jupiter and Venus over there. See the difference. So Venus is an important part for Jupiter to function through. Whereas here, Mercury is an important part for Jupiter to function through. Do you think his software is important? Mercury is to do with software? So, his Jupiter expresses itself more out of software. So, when he learns a new rule, he learns a new thing. You know, I still remember, we were having the Gemini classes. I barely have talked with him in the morning and then I say, Andrew, do you think you can put this in? Barely 2 days later, he's coming, he's working in my computer. He has changed his software and given me the new version. That is Andrew. He learns something, it is not just for him. He puts it in the software so that other people can also try. Go ahead, they also learn. That is important. This. And it is the 7th Lord. You see, it is the 7th Lord Mercury. It's his way of telling the world what he has learned and what he is passing on. What would that Venus be with the Jupiter? Venus has to do with pictures and diagrams. So sometimes when there is a very complicated thing which I can't explain, I try to put it in the form of a picture. I work very hard on the picture. Especially the Gemini people would know that. You would have seen, right? Gemini scholars? Seen those pictures that I made. So many pictures. Some things like Sarvata Bhadra, without those diagrams you won't be anywhere. And those other chakras which we did. So do you see how it is working? The importance of the trying for being a good teacher, because then that becomes a focus. That pushes you. Okay. Now, Moksha Trikona are good for establishing great schools for spiritual and religious learning. Moon and Venus are Big Bada in the 4th house. Now we are talking of Moksha Trikona. We are talking of two different planets completely. We are talking of Moon and we are talking of Venus. We are talking of water. We are talking of emotions. Without emotions, you can't get close to God. You don't feel something about God or a name of God or a picture of God or a concept of God. You will never feel it. You have to work on developing your emotions, and it's emotions alone that will keep you in contact with God. It's time, you know, you've got to understand, spirituality at a certain level has a lot of emotion in it. And that is called bhakti. But it's a different kind of an emotion. Okay, now I want you to see the chart of Prabhupada.
But you mean, from Moksha Trikona, you mean like 4th, 8th and 12th?
Yeah, 4th, 8th and 12th.
Because it's
only 5 times. Oh, no, that has to be corrected. 4th, 8th and 12th. Please correct that in your handouts. To support the example. Thank you again for pointing that out. In the chart of Prabhupada, what's his 10th lord? Mercury? Right? Good. Now, where is Mercury in the Dashamsa of Prabhupada? It's in the 12th house. 12th is a foreign house. Do you agree with me that his Mercury will get activated in a very big way if he comes abroad? Right? That Mercury is with Jupiter and Ketu. Okay? So that Mercury and Jupiter are getting activated with Ketu Moksha Karaka in a very big way only when he comes abroad. So long as in India, it will not happen so well. Because 12th house is also for an house. Good. Okay now. Now the Hare Krishna mission was established. Do you know that he established a Hare Krishna mission? Which has about a quarter of a million followers right now. In 65 he established it. Then he was running Mercury Dasha, Rahu Antar Dasha. Can you check out Mercury Dasha, Rahu Antar Dasha? Do you think Mercury Dasha, Rahu Antar Dasha would have helped him to establish Hare Krishna mission in a foreign country? Do you think it will do it? Mercury I can understand. What about Rahu? Atma Karaka. Good point. Very good point. Okay. But it is in 6th house. Why will it? Is it in 6th house? Right. Why will it help him to establish a mission?
His guru told him to do it.
Aspect in the 12th Lord from the Rashi brought him looking at that 10th house.
Rahu is looking at the 12th house and in the 10th house. That is a good point. From its Mula Trikona, that's a very good point. Those points I want. It is Atma Karaka. That is a, see, these are the good points. You see, the reasoning. Rahu by himself is not going to help you establish a spiritual thing. No way. So there must be a very good reason for Rahu to do a spiritual work. His Atma Karaka. Okay. Accept. So Rahu has now become spiritual. Next, why foreign land? The 6th house is not going to do it. He aspects Mercury there. Okay? He aspects the 10th house, Mars. Okay? So, what else does he aspect? What else does he do by which we can say that, yes, this Rahu is different? So, it is clearly the Badhak Lord Jupiter is there aspected by Rahu. Badhak is abroad, going abroad, doing something abroad, starting something in a foreign place. Badhak is very important. You want to do something in a foreign land, you have to start something in a foreign place, it is only the Badhak who will help you to do it. Badhak means he will obstruct you from doing it in your own country, so you will be forced to go outside and do it. Like, look at me, I have got Pisces rising in my Dashamsa and in my Rashi chart. My Badhak Lord is Mercury. So when Mercury Dasha will come, I have to go abroad to get support for my work or my teaching or my writing or whatever, right? I am in Mercury Dasha and I am here in a foreign land teaching this to get a little support so that I can establish it in India. Re-establish the parampara. That's why I am here. That is exactly what he did. He came here so that he would get the support to go and do all the work that he wanted in Mayapur and all these places. The planet which helped him, Vimshottiri Dasha, is important. But something far in his chart, there is a special dasha which is applicable. If the 10th Lord is in 10th house, there is a dasha called the Chatur Asiti Sama Dasha which is applicable. Okay? Now in the Rashi chart, you can see 10th Lord is in 10th house. So this dasha is applicable also. This dasha started exactly in the year 1964. Interesting, no? This dasha was for a period from 64 or 63 to 72. The dasha started, Prabhupada came to America, started the Hare Krishna mission. The dasha ended, Prabhupada died. You study this dasha. Please study this dasha. And study the importance of Mangal with Digbala in the 10th house. See, it has got Digbala. It may not be the 10th Lord. It has got Digbala. Why is this dasha system important? Because it is 10th Lord in 10th house. So special dasha, special conditional dasha. And You will see, according to this dasha, Mangal started, he came to America. During Mangal period, Mars has big bala, directional strength. What is Mangal? Mangal is the lord of his mantra. Mantresha. What was Prabhupada? Prabhupada is nothing but his mantra. What is this mission? Hare Krishna mission is nothing but the Hare Krishna mantra. If you look at this name of the mission, Hare Krishna mission, that means mantra. So mantra is important. And it is fifth lord. Fifth lord is Mantresha in the Rashi chart. The fifth lord is having big bala over here. So the entire mantra bloomed. The mantra drove. The mantra got big bala during Mars dasha of the special conditional dasha. And the mantra bloomed from 64 to 72. After that it died. Very interesting. Study it. Okay? This chart, you must go back, prepare a detailed note for yourself, study this thing, compare it to his life, see when he came, when he did things, how he got, why. Remember, this name of the mission is based upon the name of his mantra. Okay? Everything. I want you to study that properly, to understand the spiritual power of the mantra and a proper initiation. What is the meaning of proper initiation? You will understand when you understand the power of the mantra and how it worked over here. Okay? Let's go. Okay. Now, this is the chart. Now, the second house from this sign. Which sign am I talking about? The sign occupied by the 10th Lord in the Dashamsha chart. The second house from that is a Maraka. Is Maraka for Narayan. What is the meaning of Maraka for Narayan? Is a place where you will suffer like anything. God will not come even if you call him. You know, sometimes in life we go, we end up in such places in our life and we pray to God. God doesn't come. We should know where God will not come. Because if you know where God will not come, you will learn not to go there. Am I clear? So this is a very important tiny little piece of knowledge which is so crucial. It's a tiny piece of knowledge, but it is so crucial. If you go there, you had it. You will suffer like anything if you go there. Now look at Swami Vivekananda's chart. Now, okay, let's first see from the mission point of view. Where is the 10th Lord? His Lagna is Sagittarius Lagna. You can see that in the Rashi chart. So what is the 10th Lord in the Rashi chart?
Mercury.
Sagittarius Lagna, Mercury. Where is Mercury in the Dashamsha?
Fifth house.
Fifth house. Is the fifth house good for teacher?
Yes.
Good. So he should be a very good teacher?
Yes.
And Mercury over there means either Mercury or Jupiter can make you a very good teacher. Why? Because in Dharma Trikona these two planets are strong. Okay. So Mercury in the fifth is a super teacher. Very good argument, very good logic. Do you agree with that? That to fifth house. Fifth house you will see higher importance when we go further. Now, he in 1899 he established the Belur Math. He did not establish the Ramakrishna mission. Let us be clear about it. Everybody says that he established Ramakrishna mission. He did not. He established a math for sadhus and sannyasis. Why did mission was established after he left the planet? He left the planet in the year 1902 or 1904. When was it that he passed? Okay. In 1909, they established the Ramakrishna mission. Why? Try to understand. The Lord of the 10th house is the most crucial planet. So the most crucial planet on Narayan in this chart is Mercury. Right? Now, if he has to establish a mission, then which house do we have to see for the mission? Fourth house? Do we see the fourth house or not? You have learned that now, is it not? Good. So which is the fourth house? Scorpio. Which planets are in fourth house? Jupiter and Venus. from this Mercury, these planets are in 12 house. What a minute. No, no, I'm not hurt.
Yeah.
Glass is broken.
And there's glass in there.
Mm-hmm. So one thing about that is one.
Oops.
Yeah.
There's none on the carpet.
Yeah, you just move the carpet slightly. Mm.
Oh,
okay, so we'll take a little break now then, and then continue.
So, moral of the story is there's no place where Narayan cannot go.